Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Grant Wise here. Welcome to the Real Estate U University Podcast. Hey, what's up, everybody? Grant Wise. Sorry, I'm hearing myself a little too much. Hey, what's up, everybody? Grant Wise. Welcome to episode 3 of the Real Estate U University Podcast. And today, we are going to be talking about how you can sabotage your conversion rates. I'm going to go over some things that I've noticed quite a few people doing that are absolutely killing their conversion when it comes to online leads, which is where most everybody is at today. And so I hope that you have pen and paper in front of you. I hope that you are paying attention because I'm going to drop some serious value here. First, and this is a huge shocker for some people, but if you aren't following up on your online leads, it's obviously killing your conversion rate. I have talked to agent after agent after agent after agent. Some that have had some success, please don't follow that model, but people that actually say, like, I hope that they don't answer the phone whenever I call, when I get a brand new Facebook lead or a new Instagram lead or a YouTube lead, whatever type of medium you might be marketing your business on, and legitimately won't do any follow-up because they're afraid of the follow-up process. I think we've become so accustomed to sales as some dirty word that business professionals have actually said, I don't like sales. I hate sales. Well, guess what? That's the reason you're not closing any deals. You can't just sit back and hate sales and expect to close a lot of business. That's not how it works. Like, fall in love with this. Fall in love with the process. Sales is merely solving problems. And as a real estate professional, you've got a pretty major problem that you can help solve for people. So not doing it, obviously, is going to kill your conversion rates. Fall in love with the process. Not understanding where to do it, I think, is sabotaging so many people's businesses. Right now, you have so many people that they're just after that phone number lead. Give me the number. I'm going to call, and if they don't answer, I'm going to go on to the next, which is leading into another point, another topic of how it's killing your conversion rates, which is not doing it enough. But if you're not doing all five, and I've seen five different forms of communication that you can utilize. You have the phone, right? You can pick up the phone and call. You can leave a message, right? You can text. You can send a message. 97% of texts are read within the first 3 minutes of somebody receiving them. You can look them up on Facebook. You can look them up on social media. You can send them a friend request. You can send them a Facebook message. Huge opportunity right there. A lot of conversion going on, especially with Messenger bots and those different types of things that are doing a lot of those things automatically. We're seeing 90%+ open rates, 60% click-through rates on any of the stuff that's happening with Messenger bots right now. And then you have video, right? You've got the phone, you've got text, you've got video, you've got social media, and you have email. There's five major forms of communication. One of the biggest mistakes that I'm seeing right now is that people aren't leveraging all of those as communication mediums. They're going to their favorite. Well, that's not the favorite you should be looking at here. You should be looking at your prospect's favorite. And the easiest, most simple way to figure that out is obviously asking, but B, it's paying attention to how they respond to you, paying attention to how they answer you. If you pick up the phone and call and they don't answer, guess what? They probably don't like to communicate that way. Obviously, they could be at work or it could be at a family function, but you send them a text and they respond. That's self-identification. That's self-identification that's exactly how you're going to be able to communicate with those people throughout the transactional process. They respond to a video, not a text. Guess what? They respond on social media, not text, not a phone call, not email. Guess what? Allow people to identify their favorite communication medium. And that will tell you exactly how to communicate with that person, which will, in turn, increase your conversion rates on online ads, online leads. Very, very important distinctions. Huge mistake that I've also seen lately is agents have become so obsessed with automations, right? Automations are really cool. I believe that you should have automations in place. I believe that there is a lot of stuff happening right now. You're having to generate a lot of leads for little conversion, and that's just the nature of the business. But being too automated can actually hurt you. If you are not manually reaching out, if you are not manually making an attempt, you're going to see a huge dip in your conversions. If you're relying solely on those automations, it's not enough, right? It's not enough. You want to put your personal touch on there because everybody's automating it. And most of the time, everybody's automating it with the same scripts. So how can you stand out? How can you be different? I said it a moment ago, but not doing it enough, not touching people enough. You should try and touch the prospect 8 to 12 times within the first 72 hours of that lead being in your system. And your first attempt should be within the first 5 to 10 minutes of them coming into your system, them coming into your CRM, them coming into your platform. You're seeing a lot of people that are like one touch and done. That's why your conversion sucks. It's why your conversion is where it is. I've got agents that we work with that I've seen that are up around 15 to 20% conversion because of how relentless they are in the first 72 hours. And then they kind of fall back and let their systems take over if they don't get that much communication, that much engagement. But there is a huge ton of value. That's where most of your business is going to be closed, is in that first 8 to 12 touches in the first 72 hours. And even then, you still, in a lot of cases, are most likely only going to get from a 1 to 5% conversion rate on the total number of leads you generate. Usually you're in 100 leads, you're more than likely going to close less than 5 of them. If they're even ready today, right? This is a long game. It's not a short game. There is absolutely some low-hanging fruit in this business, but most of the people that are coming into your pipeline are about to make the largest purchasing decision they've ever made in their entire life, right? They're making a huge financial decision to sell their home. They're going to take time navigating that process. So don't be mad at it. Just understand it. Understand that real estate is very cyclical. It happens in 3-month phases, okay? So the work that you do today, you're going to get paid 90 days from now. Right? And the work you do tomorrow is the same. And next week is the same. And next month is the same. You see so many agents that get tired of lead gen and prospecting and farming and whatever else you guys want to call it. So they quit for two weeks. All right, better get started back with this. Well, what happens is their business progression stops for at least 6. Have you ever noticed that? Have you ever noticed that when you stop doing something for a day, it typically lags for at least 3? If you stop for a week, your business lags for 3. If you stop for 2, 6, a month, 3, you have to understand that that is the nature of the real estate business, and it always has been that way. So don't ever forget that the work you do today, the leads you generate today, the follow-up systems you put in place today, the conversion stuff that you're doing today is what will get you paid 3 months from now. Because you have to get people pre-qualified if they are not. You have to go through the loan process. You have to go find a home. You have to get into contract. And right now that's a task with the inventory the way that it is. Then you have to complete the rest of the transactional process. Guys, it's not short term. So stop trying to look for these short term wins, these short term gains. Play the long game. And it's not even that long of a game. Just understand the game that you're playing, especially when it comes to conversion. And you guys will see such a huge significance in what happens in your business. Realize that 1 to 3%, 1 to 5% of the leads that come into your platform, into your CRMs, are actually going to do something within maybe the next 2 weeks to a month. 60%+ of the people that are in your CRM are not going to do anything for 3 months, for 6 months, for 9 months, maybe even a year. And it's the work that you do through that process that's going to help you increase your conversion rates. And this is one of my favorites. It's something that I'm trying to do 100% more than I ever have this year, and that is to invest in people. We get so caught up in metrics. We get so caught up in numbers. We get so caught up in, nope, that didn't happen, I got to move to the next, that we don't stop and smell the roses a little bit. We don't stop and spend time with people. We're dedicating 5 minutes to what should be an hour-long conversation, building an actual relationship with the prospect. So I want to encourage you, I want to urge you, I want to just implore you, invest. Invest your most important time, your most important asset, time. Invest that in people. Invest in that. Invest that in the process. If you will spend more time with people, guess what? You will build more of a relationship. And that's not a relationship that's going to pay you once. Every deal is immediately worth two more. Not to mention the referrals that you could get month after month, year after year. Not to mention when they move in 5 years. Not to mention when their family moves. Not to mention all of the people that they know. If you'll invest in people, invest in the process, spend time, you will see a dramatic uptick in your conversion rates. You will see your numbers fly through the roof. If you've got ISAs that are doing all of your calling, make sure that they are investing in those people, that they are building a relationship on behalf of your brand, on behalf of your company, because it is the most important thing that you could be doing on the phones right now. It's the most important thing that you could be doing on social media. It's the most important thing in email, in text, in video. Look at the relationship, not the commission check, and you will blow up. I thank you guys so much for tuning in to episode 3 of the Real Estate University podcast. My name is Grant Wise. I can't wait to see you guys on the next episode. Thanks.